Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I really want to thank our courageous guest for her amazing courage. A wonderful lady, very intelligent and informed, and also not bad to look at. One of the guys that works here wanted me to say that to her. But just a great person, Sabelle Edmonds. And she, of course, worked for the FBI with these NSA and CIA intercepts, overseas intercepts, domestic intercepts, ran into just all sorts of horrible things, and tried to complain inside her agency. They raided her, tried to burn her. Then she went to Congress. And many others have now gone public backing up what she has said. And her case has gone to the Supreme Court. If she says one thing they don't like, they'll try to clap her in irons. But let's see them try that. You know, that'll really turn the public against them. And the good news is people are waking up. So that is good news. Sabelle Edmonds is our guest. We're about to break here in just a few minutes again. But Sabelle, to continue, now, why are you the most gagged in modern U.S. history? Why did the Supreme Court throw out your case, obviously, when it had merits? What are they so afraid of? And you go, well, government drug dealing. I mean, everybody knows that. I've had family that's seen it. I know people that have witnessed it. We've had so many DEA people on, and the head DEA agent for Latin America. I've interviewed CIA agents, Terry Reed, who were there unloading the cocaine at Mena, Arkansas, with Bill Clinton driving up, getting his own personal supply. I mean, it's admitted with Oliver North, all of them. And so it's all public. And now I have congressional hearings with Cynthia McKinney and Rumsfeld. She goes, well, what about 200,000 women and little children being kidnapped by DynCorp and our government? And he goes, well, I don't deny it, and, you know, nothing's going to happen. So, I mean, really, a lot of this stuff's out in the open. But please continue, Sabelle.
Sure. It's one thing to point out to these things as macro-level government involvement, but that's overgeneralizing it, because you have elements.
You mean criminal elements within certain compartments of government?
Or people who work with government. Again, it's not right to just macro level say it's government.
Well, you know, George Norrie always corrects me when I say that, but I'm not going to let the government get around it. The point is the government's gotten rotten and corrupt, and it's pockmarked and full of worms, basically.
Well, again, as I said, there are certain elements, and some of them are outside the government who work closely with the government.
But regardless, they're being protected.
Well, they are being protected because, as I said, these elements are involved with different branches of government. And these articles that have come out that have pointed out, you know, you see certain links between organizations, lobbying organizations like AIPAC and American Turkish Council, ATC, and also American Turkish Associations, with millions of dollars that they play with. Where does this money come from? Who does it go to? And to ask and pose the questions that way. And to give a good example of this, for culprits who are involved in the cases that I am trying to bring to the public's attention, or I tried, and so far I have been gagged, a very good lobbying firm to look at is International Advisors, Inc. International Advisors, Inc. started in 1995 by Richard Pearl and Douglas Feith. They registered with the Department of State as agents of Turkey, okay? Although they were doing things for Pakistan and also for Saudi Arabia, and to a certain degree for Israel. And International Advisors, Inc., headed by Richard Pearl and Douglas Feith, with no website, no services listed, have been playing with millions of dollars.
And so these are architects of the Iraq invasion, meanwhile registered as agents of foreign governments, running around with bags of cash.
Correct. And not only that, Alex, it's also the fact that all roads lead to Rome, because when you deal with AIPAC issue, you are dealing with the same culprits involved with my cases that I'm gagged on. When you deal with the...
You're saying it's a nexus.
Absolutely.
Well, stay there. We got a break. We got a long segment coming up, our final segment with Sybil Edmonds. So honored to have her with us. We'll have plenty of time for you to detail this. And just amazing information. It's just getting more and more key here. So stay with us, Infowars.com, Infowars.net, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, JusticeCitizen.com. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I tell you, I'm like an octopus or something. You ever seen those cartoons where the octopus is cutting somebody's hair with one tentacle and mowing the yard with the other and cooking dinner with another and smoking a cigar with the other and doing accounting with the other? I was doing like three things during the break, and Terry Anderson calls in with his big national anti-immigration talk show. It's a pretty good show. And he's like wanting to get set up for this show, wanting me on his show, and I'm doing that coming into the break. It's just crazy. So sometimes we sound like we're flying around by the seat of our pants. It's because we are. But isn't that what you want? You don't want scripted, fake establishment dribble. People don't want to hear that anymore. Well, believe me, folks, you're listening to it unscripted with all the rough edges. I'm Alex Jones, and this is Real Talk Radio, real issues of real significance that actually affect you and your family. And it isn't about left or right, it's about right and wrong, my friends. And Sybil Edmonds is with us, worked at the FBI. They offered her payoffs, big agent certificates and jobs if she just shut up. And she just said no. I mean, she'd got all these intercepts of all this criminal activity that she's been gagged from talking about. So we're just talking about other examples of it. Weapons dealers, narcotics dealers, white slavery. That's all public now. We can talk about those instances. And Sybil can discuss them. Sybil, I mean, you've gotten into Dennis Hastert and how it's in Vanity Fair with the reports of him and all these payoffs. We have different congressmen going to jail now for stealing 800 million plus. They're admitting mainstream news that it affects a bunch of senators, a bunch of congressmen, but somehow none of them are now getting in trouble. Is this good news to you, though, that at least some people are getting in trouble and it looks like their wall of corruption, the scales on the belly of the dragon, may have some soft spots, Sibel?
I would say let's wait and see. I'm still curious to see how this is going to end and what kind of accountability we are going to see at the end of the story. So the story hasn't ended yet. And as you know, this is only the tip of the iceberg. And people should be looking at, and also you're looking, when you come to Washington, D.C., you're looking at all the revolving doors. Even when they are disgraced, even when they get out, they don't really get out. I'm going to give you one good example that people need to look into. And again, the same company that is involved among the companies that I just named, and that is Livingston Group. Bob Livingston used to be the Speaker of the House, and he was disgraced. He got out. And now he has this large lobbying firm, and I would invite your listeners to go to his website and see his top clients. He's charging $1,200,000. He's charging Turkey. And this is not the government of the Turkish Republic. This is, who are these people who are paying this man $1,200,000 a year to do what?
Well, Sibel,
that's the question.
Yes, and for stations that didn't carry the last segment, you went through some other examples of Richard Perle and other architects of the war who worked in the Pentagon simultaneously being registered agents of foreign governments. Now, I mean, that's openly illegal on its face. You can't be a registered agent of a foreign government and then have a high-level administration position.
Alex, are you telling me? In fact, the complaints were filed by Pentagon, by the Department of Defense in 1998 by several organizations pointing out to exactly what you just said. Guess what happened? Nothing.
Oh, I bet they got fired.
Oh, yeah. You bet.
So, I mean, I want cops, the average cop listening out there. This is publicly verifiable. The average
right.
judge listening. We have people openly engaging in crime.
Right.
I mean, we got all these dual citizens. You talked about AIPAC. Admitted dual citizens who are riddling the administration, riddling the Congress,
right.
riddling top positions.
Right. Absolutely right. And even those with only single citizenship, not with dual citizenship.
That's right, people who aren't even American citizens.
Well, when it comes to money, you will see that a lot of loyalties will disappear, and the loyalty becomes the money and money pattern.
Well, here's another example. Right here in Texas, a large part of Rick Perry's administration, the governor, are actual registered Mexican citizen lobbyists. And he actually hires the lobbyists, and they actually run things at the Capitol. Folks, I'm not kidding. It's mainstream news.
I believe that.
I mean, this is just, we're totally being taken over.
Right. We
I
are.
I mean, it's just, buy Washington. It's cheap. So
that's
here's an example, Sibel.
That's why our founders repeatedly said eternal vigilance. Because you can't say, well, we have separation of powers, we have our Constitution, we have our Bill of Rights, they're going to take care of themselves, and they're going to last. No, it does take eternal vigilance. That's why you have your radio show, right? Because you're trying to point out to these criminal activities, these un-American practices on our behalf, by our government, I would say by all three branches or elements within each branch of the government. And hopefully more and more people will get to listen and wake up and hear the wake-up bell.
Well, it should scare everybody when a government goes bad. It's the most dangerous thing in history. And these evil people that are in the government are really trying to get total control and perfect a perfect despotism upon us. But I want to bring up another point to you. Did you see the Chicago Tribune two articles 3 weeks ago where the governor even had to come out and decry the Defense Department, where admittedly DynCorp and Halliburton are running white slave rings all over Europe and in the Middle East, from using men as slaves they grab out of villages just to build houses to small children they kidnap for other reasons. And it talked about how there are top lobbyists on the Hill openly lobbying the Congress to not block the Pentagon from allowing this to go on. I mean, you talk about lobbyists for criminals. We have lobbyists openly lobbying for white slavery, and it's not Alex Jones or Sybil Edmonds saying that. It's the Chicago Tribune and the governor of Illinois.
Well, let's get that on Fox News. You will not see much reaction unless you get this into the mainstream media, Alex.
But does that tie into any of the other areas that you were aware of?
No, not at all. I this is the first time I'm hearing about this. I need to go and check and look for accuracy. I don't know anything about that.
Believe me, it was in the Chicago Tribune. Did you hear that out of the Chicago papers about John Yoo, one of the chief advisors to Bush, just like Gonzalez, our new attorney general, was, saying the president is authorized to torture even people's children?
Right, I read that. Right.
So you did see that?
Yeah.
And then he got asked about it in Chicago in front of 2,000 students, and he said, yeah, the president has the power to do that to children and crush their body parts.
Well, correct. These people, they don't believe in American democracy. In fact, they are saying Constitution is nothing but something that's, you know, inconveniencing us.
A GD
so
piece
let's
of paper.
Get rid of it and put it on a hanger, and let's use the fear factor and say, you know what, the terrorists are out there, they're trying to get us. And I point out to what the president said right after 9/11. He came out and he told the American public, he said, what they hate is the way of life we are leading here. They hate the way of our lives.
He said they hate our freedom. Then why is Bush
exactly
trying to kill our freedom? Because he is the terrorist.
Well, for the past 3 years, it hasn't been the terrorist, but it has been this administration.
But it's true. When the government says the terrorists hate our freedom, it's true. It's true. It's true. The terrorists are the people running this government, and they do hate our freedom.
Right.
So in a weird way, he's telling the truth.
Right. People went out there and they voted. And that is unfortunate that this is what we are getting as a result of that.
Well, I mean, Kerry's for invading Iran. Kerry's for
saying. That's what I'm saying, you know. And again, people, they determine. I mean, where are the true leaders who really want to get up and say, you know, enough is enough and let's get our country back? Unfortunately, today, these elections and everything depends so much on money. Then the people that you get, your choice is Kerry or is Bush.
Well,
and
we get the government.
Would have my vote.
We get the government we deserve, and we've disengaged from government. Things have gotten corrupt and decadent. They always do. Now we've got to reengage. Sybil Edmonds, I totally agree with you. JusticeCitizen.com is the website. Links on Infowars.com. Got a few final questions for you. And again, I'm so honored that you've spent this much time with us already. Going back, you know, over the last 3 or 4 years since you went public, were forced to go public because they wouldn't fix the problems inside when you try to do it through channels, talking to other whistleblowers, other people in government who haven't gone public yet, I would imagine you have talked to a lot of them. Have you talked to any of the FBI agents that have been threatened with arrest?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, then tell us some of the things they've said to you.
Well, Alex, I mean, that will take an entire show to go through those. And if you go to our website, and that will be our organization's website, which is www.nswbc.org, we provide a lot of information about these cases. And unfortunately, the Congress has had this information, and we keep giving it to the Congress, you know, and they are not doing anything. That's why now that you pointed out to my website, justthecitizen.com, we just started a petition there asking for citizens to sign up, saying that we demand open congressional hearings. And I'm emphasizing open because all the hearings on my case have taken place behind closed doors under classified hearings. But open public
hearings. And then you tell them what you know. That then makes them accomplices. They promise to go public, but they never do.
So that's why we need the citizens to come and sign these petitions. Currently, we have about 14,000 signatures. We won't be able to get anywhere with that. We need hundreds of thousands of signatures. So I encourage your listeners to go and sign on to this petition, which is on the website, www.justascitizen.com.
Sybil, we're almost out of time here. I know your case has been rejected by the Supreme Court. Should we be looking for any fireworks here in the future? Are you getting any intel that more scandals are about to break?
Well, yeah, they never end, but that's the reason I want your listeners to sign this petition, because you will hear much more when we start pursuing the Congress with these signatures and saying it's not one citizen or hundred citizens asking this. We are talking about hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people asking for this. And then hopefully we'll get the information out.
All right. Well, Sabelle Edmonds, thank you again for joining us, and I hope to get you back up in the future as things develop. Godspeed. I've got some comments about all of this when we get back. Concerning Bill Clinton, Al Gore, how it ties into Bush. You want to stay with us for that, and then we're going to take your calls and cover the Iran situation after that.
In the past few years, millions of Americans have made the switch to natural products. Herbs, minerals, vitamins, and essential oils are now being recognized as the safest and most effective products in the quest for good health. Introducing Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste. Vitamir's created unique and natural patented formulas that set them apart from any other oral hygiene products. The folks at Vitamir blended zinc, folic acid, myrrh, and clove oil into gentle but effective products that freshen your breath and fight gum disease. Good health starts in your mouth, and regular use of Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash is a powerful frontline of defense against gingivitis, bleeding gums, and folks with braces or dentures will love that clean, fresh, just from the dentist office feeling. And once you've tried Vitamir, you just may find that no other toothpaste or mouthwash will do. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste today. He'll be glad you did, and so will that special someone in your life. Call 877-817-9829 to order Vitamir oral hygiene products today. Try Vitamir, and you'll feel that squeaky clean sensation others just talk about.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon-222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa. Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Don't worry, this show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, down, down.
Al Gore, George Bush Sr., Bill Clinton, George Jr., they're all in business together. At that level, it's totally staged. They all take vacations together and hang out, and the Bush family calls Bill Clinton their surrogate son, and he calls Barbara his mother. And it goes back to MENA. Clinton was a known intelligence officer and was running the drugs in and out of there for the crime families, going back from even the time before he became governor. He was involved in it. And so right at the key point where there's this big police state and the NSA and the rest of this, Al Gore comes out and says, you're destroying the Constitution. You're setting up a despotic dictatorship. Well, see, if Bush's approval rating's down at 35%, actually having a Democrat attack him will polarize, and a lot of Republicans that were starting to wake up, I mean, a lot of Republicans are against Bush when he's at 35%, suddenly, you see, his numbers start going back up to 40, 45%, because everybody knows Al Gore's bad news. So if Al Gore is coming out and attacking, then, see, George Bush must be good. And all of this is just a legitimizing of the spying. Because you notice they talk about the least thing, oh, some foreign phone calls to the U.S. Now, it's in the back of the newspaper that the NSA is watching the mothers that complain about recruiters at the high school, and the Army sends out regular Army to spy on citizens, and all of this is going on nationwide for decades. So they tell you about the least thing that sounds legitimate to condition you to accept it. And then the so-called conservatives, or really fake conservatives, can go, look, Al Gore's a hypocrite, so that makes it okay that Bush is doing it. So now they can defend the spying as if it's somehow conservative. And again, they'll have the Democrats come out and say, we're against the national ID card, how dare you, Bush? And then outvote Republicans in the Senate. Or 93 to 5, then a few abstentions, people that didn't vote. Over and over again, they'll have a big chicken fight, a big bah, 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 and feathers flying. Bah, bah, bah. But I'm telling you, folks, it is a big joke at the end of the day. It's good cop, bad cop. For people that don't believe that slick politicians that have climbed their ways up to committee chairmanships don't engage in theater, well, I mean, low-level cops, when they pull somebody over and want to play good cop, bad cop, they engage in theater. This is what people do. And I've had so many politicians in the chair, in the studio, or I've talked to so many over the phone line and so many in the TV station studio. I mean, they've admitted, yes, most of it is pre-decided beforehand, but a politician has got constituents that he's got to act like he's doing something for. And until we realize that and stop loving the Democrats, stop loving the Republicans, listen, I'm able to deprogram liberals. I'm able to convince them that government education is bad, that gun control is bad, that open borders are bad, because I use the real issues, not the political football issues. And I've got, you know, the city of Austin, literally thousands and thousands of liberals that I've met have gone out and bought guns, deprogrammed themselves, because I'm not a hypocrite. Well, they listened to one word I had to say if I was defending Bob Dole back in the mid-90s, or if I was defending George Bush today while I was attacking Democrats. No, I will equally attack them when they're in the wrong, and I will praise them when they're in the right. Like the governor of Illinois, bad on guns, good on exposing the government kidnapping rings. So for people, I know a lot of news stations are joining us on a daily basis. I'm just trying to get new listeners to understand my philosophy. It's a populist view. It's a constitutionalist view. I look at an issue and I say, does that give me more liberty or less liberty? Does that centralize power more? Is that being lobbied for by corrupt interest? And then I'm against it. Like, all these liberals hate George Bush, but they love him with open borders. They love the fact he loves La Reconquista. Well, I ask the La Raza, La Reconquista, take over America's Southwest crowd, do you really think you're fighting Whitey? Do you really think you're fighting the New World Order? Do you really think you're fighting something when it's all financed out of D.C. and New York? No, these criminals in government want to loot America. And anything that gets us fighting with each other, they love. I mean, let's say you're already an illegal alien who's gotten to the U.S., you're going to stay here. You should be against all the other illegal aliens coming in. They're going to drive down your wages. But again, it's a pride thing. Oh, no, we're taking over. And I can show you the documents where the government in the 60s financed your fake liberation theology, your whole La Reconquista, La Raza, Mecha garbage, and you don't even know it came out of a Madison Avenue PR campaign. Vicente Fox has now hired a big slick PR firm out of Washington and another one out of Dallas to run this big op, and now we're seeing their operation on the TV screens today. It's very, very serious, folks. It's the governments against the people. The Founding Fathers told us that. Common sense shows that. It's time to learn that. Hartwell, Darrell, Wyatt, Stan will at least be able to take your calls. Masses of news coming up. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Here's your chance for your business to get discovered free. That's right, free. The Genesis Communications Radio Network is holding a contest for 2 weeks of free advertising for any new company looking to get national and global exposure. Simply call toll-free 877-996-4327, extension 332, and request a GCN Media Kit. You will then be automatically entered to win one of three campaign packages to run for 2 weeks free on GCN's AM and FM affiliates, live internet streams, and short Wave Radio. We are so confident that advertising on GCN works that we are giving away 2 weeks of advertising free to prove it. Your campaign will include numerous 60-second commercials, a web banner on GCNlive.com, and a production of your commercial if needed. Call toll-free 877-996-4327, extension 332. Call now. Contest open to any business requesting media kit by phone. No purchase necessary to win. Not open to current GCN sponsors. Odds of winning are dependent on number of entries. Contest ends 131.06.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 post filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
From 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. and then back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. We're here, my friends, defending the Bill of Rights, the Constitution. I want to get into this fear-mongering piece out of the Fredericksburg Star. Technology keeps track of kids, pets, tech options growing, evolving to keep track of children safe from dogs and other predators. And the moral of the story is wild dogs will eat your children if they don't have implantable microchips. I mean, it's the fear-mongering is getting so ridiculous. I want to talk about Chinese violently quell new protests. I mean, they're on the verge of civil war there. Their people have more of a taste for freedom than we do, folks, because, see, they've never really had it. And so they're standing up for it. It's got to get dark, I guess, before people finally wake up. And I want to give you some of the new developments with the buildup for war with Iran. We'll also have time to take five calls, Chris being the last of them. They'll have time to get to here in just a few minutes. But before I do that, you know, I don't have a lot of sponsors. I turn down sponsors, frankly, every day that approach me. I only believe in real things that really have been proven to me personally. And for almost 2 years, because for some reason Marty, he was sponsoring the network, so he sent me a 2-year supply, 2 big boxes of soap, and we used it for about a year and a half, and we used a lot of stuff, so it was gone. And my wife just loved it, started ordering more. She said, why don't you get them as a sponsor? And I said, you know, that makes sense. You're already a network sponsor here on the Genesis Network, often imitated, never duplicated. And, folks, it's triple concentrated. It's made in America since 1947. That's getting close to 60 years, what, 58, 59 years. It's a family-owned business, and it's made out of citrus products. It's made out of plant products. It's made out of vegetable products. If you knew how deadly things like detergents were, how bad they are, how they eat your clothes, and it even ends up costing you more money. Then if you try to go out at the fancy organic stores, which we have here in Austin, most cities don't to this level, you'll pay more for citrus or plant-based, vegetable-based stuff. It works better and it's great, but it costs more than the toxic garbage. Well, Calbin Pure Soap is on average about 85% less than even the mainstream toxic stuff, and way, way cheaper than the expensive, you know, organic stuff, which this stuff is. So, I mean, it's just an incredible deal. They got starter packs, they got free catalogs, they've got year supplies. You will save so much money on this, and it's non-toxic. Your children deserve it. It works so good. It's been around since 1947. And, Marty, that's a pretty good plug there for your family business, but I just believe in it. People have got to call you.
I appreciate that, Alex. That was a very good plug. I've been doing this now for, 59 years. And our slogan here is, our business is going down the drain.
Well, I was just going to add, that's a pretty good plug, but it doesn't go close to telling people how good this is.
Well, we are manufacturing the products. A question you asked me last time is, why don't I put it on the shelf? Well, there's a word called slotting. Most people don't know that because it's an industrial word. Slotting means that the manufacturers, the billion-dollar manufacturers,
they make big agreements and muscle out and say, we'll give you even lower prices if you refuse competition. People also wonder why there's so many varieties and smells of the same thing or 10 varieties of Gatorade. It's meant to take over the shelving in slotting, right?
Well, more than that, they're leasing and renting the space, and they control the shelf space in all the markets. Can't get in there, unfortunately. So what we're doing, we decided we will be factory direct, without the middleman, without the distributor, without the jobber, without the wholesaler, without the salesman.
Now, people that know buy from you, finer hotels, hospitals, people that want high-quality products that and also save money, you've been around since 1947, but in the last few years, you've been going factory direct.
That's correct. To the consumer. Because most of our business when we got started was strictly institutional and, hospitals, schools, convalescent homes.
Well, I'm sorry, Marty. We can't buy from you. Your factory isn't in China with slaves.
No way. We're an American company with American people.
I'm going to have to pay 85% more and get something that gives me rashes from China.
Don't need it anymore.
No, I just can't do it. I have to.
We have pure soaps, not detergents. Detergents are made from petroleum. People don't know that. And you know what the petroleum market is like. And the smells are the perfumes to cover up the stench of the petroleum products. You know how oil smells, especially reusable oil, especially used oil.
Well, I'll be honest with people. You know, my hair is starting to fall out, and I don't mind it too much, but I've done some research online about natural ways to keep it from falling out. And number one, the doctors tell you, start using natural soaps. These detergent-based lauryl sulfate things that are in all the big shampoos are killing your hair follicles.
That's exactly what's happening. This is why I try to get the information out to the consumer. I got a special, special deal for your listeners.
All right, give us the special deal, Marty.
How does $1.69 a week strike you for all your laundry soap, bath soap, hair soap, dish soap, cleaning accessories for 208 weeks? $1.69 a week. Multiply $1.69 by 208 weeks, you come up with $350 for a four-year supply, 210 pounds of triple-concentrated Pure Soap products, equal to 2,000 pounds in the supermarket.
And you've got everything there. You've got shampoos.
Everything.
You've got the bath soaps. You've got the stuff to wash the clothes, the soaps to wash the dishes, all of it.
That's $1.69 a week. That includes the freight, the shipping, the insurance, the handling, everything delivered. Four big boxes, 210 pounds of Pure Soap products will last a family of four anywhere from 4 years to 5 years at $1.69 a week. Compare that with what it's costing you now.
Okay, how much is it for a 4 to 5 year supply?
Pardon?
How much is it for a 4 to 5 year supply?
Total, including everything, $350.
You know, I've seen the statistics. What do you spend? About 25% of what you spend at the grocery store is on soaps.
The average for the supermarket is around 20% of your total grocery.
Okay, 20, not 25. Well, then my family must be different, because in the past we bought all that stuff. It's so expensive, and so what do you spend on average? I mean, if you spend $200 a week at the grocery store, 20% of that. Yeah, I mean, so you're talking about massive savings here. 300 and something bucks for a 5 year supply or 4.5 year supply. What if I want just a year supply?
Year supply we have, that's a 65 pound box of triple concentrated Pure Soap products. That is including the freight, the shipping, the insurance, the handling, $165.
Well, folks, listen, I only promote stuff that's real, and I actually sought Marty out. I guess he sought me out years ago, and it was a two-year delay for me to take him as a sponsor. I'm not bragging. I just, frankly, at the end of the day, I care about credibility more than making a dime, so I'm not going to peddle a bunch of, magic cures and stuff here on the air. This is just good old-fashioned, real soap, organic, made out of real products. They've got all the certificates and documents on their website. They're not fly-by-night since 1947. And I mean, a year or two, that'll be 60 years. You need to call this family-owned company right there in Oakland, California. They'll ship it out to you at my house. You open up the cabinet in the kitchen, it's Calvin Pure Soap. You open up the cabinets in the laundry room, it's Calvin Pure Soap. You go up in I was in the shower this morning, Calvin Pure Soap. And I've got some other organic soaps and things my wife uses that she buys at the store, because we always forget and aren't in the habit of ordering soap over the telephone. Listen, they make it hard to be healthy and not get ripped off. You'll save a lot of money. I feel really good about this. Go directly to them. It's 1-800-340-7091, 800-340-7091. If you want a catalog, call and get one. What do they want? Want one of those starter packs there, Marty?
Well, the catalogs are free, which covers heavy, heavy details of what we're talking about.
Yeah, it's a nice catalog, but what about the you can call and get a free one of those, folks, but what about the little starter pack?
We've got what we call a 1 to 2 month package. It's we call it a one-month tote bag. It's got 4 bars of our Pure Soap, 18 ounces of our laundry soap, 16 ounces of our triple concentrated cocoa butter shampoo, and 16 ounces of our liquid cream soap for pots, pans, utensils, floors, windows, everything. Book of instructions, weighs out 6 pounds. We United parcel to your door. It's $14 plus United parcel to your door. We take any credit card. We take your personal check.
All right, let me fire up that number before we run out of time. It's 800-340-7091, 800-340-7091. Or I guess on the web. People can also go to the web. Tell them about that.
CalBenPureSoap.com. That's C-A-L-B-E-N, Pure Soap, all one word, CalBenPureSoap.com. Everything's on there, all the details.
You can see photos of the different packages, the different deals, and there's a big banner on the left-hand side of Infowars.com to CalBenPureSoap.com or 800-340-7091. What if somebody wants to, say, fax you an order for a free catalog? Can they do that, too?
Oh, yes. No problem.
And that's 510-638-7091.
78.
Okay, it says 7091 here on mine. I must be reading
the number.
Okay, but the main number is 800-340-7091. Thanks for coming on, Marty.
Hey, thank you.
You bet. God bless you.
All right.
You bet. Take care, my friend. And again, I believe in it, so we spent, 8 minutes with Marty. And we have him on once a month, folks. I don't normally sit here and infomercial people, but on a few items we do. I mean, the Made in America high-quality water filters, where you save about $100 buying them through the distributor than you do buying them at the health food store or at the camping supply. Videos, books, information to wake people up, and stuff like Pure Made in America soap. CalbenPureSoap.com or a link over at Infowars.com. Save a lot of money and won't get ripped off, and we'll get good stuff and won't have all that toxic stuff. Okay, that aside, let's blast through your calls now, because I still got to get more into some of this other news. Hartwell called earlier. We ran out of time. He wanted to ask a question. Hartwell, go ahead and restate that question there in Louisiana.
What method did they use to designate the charges in the building? Answered it. That's good. I have a second question.
Sure.
Which is, the Twin Towers were held up by steel beams made of mild steel. I have a chart here saying that mild steel melts at 2,730 degrees. Does that sound right to you?
Well, I'm not an expert on it. We've interviewed the physicist and the Underwriter Laboratory people, and we've talked to experts who built it. And it was built of structural hardened steel that begins to redden and weaken at 3,000 degrees, and the hottest the jet fuel can burn is 1,700 degrees, so it's physically impossible for that to happen. Remember last year the Madrid building that burned for 2 days with 100-foot white-hot flames, and not even small supports collapsed, not even inch-around steel collapsed, much less the giant pillars?
Right.
And then as for how they detonated the bombs, I don't know how they detonated them. We just know there were bombs in the buildings from the blast points and how they collapsed.
Well, I was going back to Eric Hupsmith's video, Painful Deceptions.
Yes.
And if I remember right, he said that the beams were made of mild steel, and that's what I was going by.
I believe the calculation is that even if you use mild steel, which I believe is weaker, it still doesn't start melting until 2700. But those were built out of structural hardened steel.
I see. Well, thank you so much. Thank you for answering my questions. May God bless you.
God bless you, too, my friend. Let's talk to Daryl in Florida, who I believe wanted to talk about Sybil Edmonds, but we were unable to. Go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to talk to your guest, but I didn't. She's gone, so maybe you can answer this question. Last night I was listening to GCN, and I heard that they could with the Constitution, that they could take over the government and some 800 judges that are crooked, that we could take them over. And is there a way that you could take them out of office our military?
Thank you for the call. Let me try to answer that question. Government is not reason. It is force. It is not eloquence. It is force. The Declaration of Independence says that when the government becomes destructive of the things listed in that Declaration of Independence, the people's life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, property, habeas corpus, common law, it isn't just our right, it's our duty. The problem is if we try to go physically remove this criminal government before we've told everybody it's criminal, they will be able to wrangle a lot of the military and others into following them, and that'll accelerate their takeover. Or they could even nuke cities. I mean, the people running things are arrogant, they're on power trips, they're dug in. So this is serious business. Do we have a right to go change the government and do it? Yes, but we need to have upstanding, informed, focused Americans who have told their case, who have methodically gone and educated other people, which is what the Founding Fathers did. You take the Republic of Texas, and I don't mean everybody in it, but a lot of them I've met and seen. I mean, it's power-mad ne'er-do-wells. I mean, you know, if you got a bass boat, you're an admiral. If you're missing all your front teeth, you're a brigadier general. I mean, there are no privates. There's nothing but generals and insane people declaring them supreme rulers and writing insane letters to France saying they're the embassy. And, you know, you have five different presidents all fighting with each other. The Founding Fathers didn't go, we're the presidents. They said, you're criminals, you're out of control, we're going to set up our own colonial governments on a state-by-state basis. It wasn't until years into the war that they then said, we're going to be a new nation and a new country. And so, the problem is we've been led by the wrong people. And I'm not even saying I'm of the caliber to lead people. It just needs to be serious and focused through the state houses. We're on the verge of having Vermont, New Hampshire, Arizona, other state houses are openly talking about seceding. And I don't even mean a full secession, a limited secession like South Carolina attempted under Andrew Jackson, but he foiled that. But it wasn't needed then, it's needed today. To say we're still in the union, but we disregard your 10th Amendment violating overarching systems. We redeclare the 10th Amendment sovereignty we had as part of this Confederacy. And I don't mean the Confederacy of the 1860s. I mean the true Confederacy that was the 13 colonies before that. Then that gets all into political science. But we need to set about first showing people what the Bill of Rights and Constitution is, showing how it's been violated, and then going to reprove this government. So many people focus at the federal level. You're not going to take their tallest, most powerful fortress first. You've got to take their lesser kingdoms and domains first back into the people's control. That's your county, your city, your water district, your city council, your school board. That's where you can foil them, the state legislature seats, the state senate seats, the state assemblyman seats, the seats at all of these levels can be used. The sheriffs are absolutely paramount. And so at those points, and that is happening, by the way, you're just not going to hear the enemy admit it's going on, but we have heralded these wonderful happenings here on the broadcast and had many of these sheriffs and state reps and others on that are talking just like I am. And more people in the federal government are talking like we are. More and more of them. So many prominent people. So our numbers are actually growing. We don't want them to trick us through provocateurs or through camp followers of the provocateurs into a premature engagement physically. Don't worry, the globalists are going to start blowing stuff up and come for us physically, and at that point we got to roll them up when it's obvious they're the terrorists. Let the redcoats come for the guns, let it come, and when they come, we're going to whip them.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Staying for 3 hours talking about this whole police state spy society. And I'm, of course, going to be doing an interview with Tex Morrissey on his show, but that'll air in about a week. Just some side notes there. Let's go ahead and talk to Wyatt in Maryland. Wyatt, good to talk to you.
How you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
Good afternoon. Yeah, I was listening to Canadian Broadcasting this morning. And they interviewed a professor at the University of Texas. And his name is Dr. Kozel. I'm not sure exactly how that's spelled, but it sounds like K-O-Z-E-L. He's an assistant medical professor. You might want to be interested in looking into him. What they're doing is, according to the host, there's Homeland Security money and Defense Department money.
Yeah, they're going to have, what, bioweapons development?
No, it's for MRIs. To be used as part of
To tell if we have colds.
No, to tell if we have if you're telling the truth.
Oh yeah, they've already put those in the airports. It's a total scam. Mm-hmm. They prove lie detectors are a fraud, so they move on to an MRI. These passive MRI. I was trying to guess because I know UT's involved in every evil you can imagine.
Right. Well, it sounded like she had two other guests on, and she only said their name once, so I didn't catch it. But there's a guy out of Boston.
Yeah, they're putting brain scanners up in the airports. They're already. I was about to say Boston put it in.
Right.
I saw that on CBS News 3 years ago. And I've got the article somewhere. Yeah, brain scanners are in the airport. And, of course, it's a total fraud. I mean, it's their excuse.
Well, what they want to do
the computer says you're a terrorist.
Yeah,
got to watch the farmers with satellites. They could be Al-Qaeda. I'm sorry.
They want to use this for people who are, and eventually it'll be administered by court decision to determine whether you're telling the truth or not. And it's eventually.
And nobody can look under the hood. It's proprietary. It just the company just says it shows you're lying.
Right. Well, eventually, what they said would this possibility eliminate a jury trials?
Of course they did. The National Association of Lawyers, the National what is it called? I'm having one of those moments.
Bar Association.
Yes, the National Bar Association has been lobbying for 4 years to get rid of juries. Thanks for the call. Oh, I was about to go to Stan, and he hung up. Wyatt, still there? Wyatt's gone, too. I don't have time for anybody else. Stan, I was hurrying to get to you, and you hung up. You'd had 2 minutes. I can't go to the other people. I'm sorry. No, I mean, look, they're getting rid of juries in England for almost everything now. They're getting rid of them here. They're moving to do it. It's just, again, that'll stop Al-Qaeda, I guess, having brain scanners everywhere. But we're going to legalize all the illegal aliens, but it is an amnesty. It makes my head spin. Oh, the NSA is only spying on you for your own good, but the government's also looking at your farms with these systems. I'm not going to say the guy's name, don't worry, but we just got an order for one of the videos, and it said Fort Meade. I'm not kidding. So Kevin, who works here, calls the number because the note on it says, "Sorry for the things we do." I don't know what that means. And he calls, and I think he called Fort Meade. And the person's at work at the NSA. We're sitting there talking to him. I told everybody in office, I said, we don't want to know anything classified. And besides, the guy wasn't telling us anything classified. And but at the same time, because we don't need to know. We can see the manifestation. I know everything you're doing by watching your attack pattern. I know everything you're doing by your operations, your past operations, because I know you duplicate, and because we can see what you're doing on the ground. You see? And then I can also go to people you've tried to get involved in your operations, say like emergency managers who aren't under national security, and they can tell me everything you told them. So, see, we go right around all that. We just walk right around it. But you got to be careful with that stuff when people trying to give you classified info. It is a daily problem around here. But that isn't the instance. That wasn't an instance of it a few minutes ago. That was just some of the good folks in government. All right, we're out of time. Take care. Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at gcnlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.